Now, nobody puns it better. Did you know that? We have got some great, really witty business names. And those business names can just give you the edge. And somebody who knows all about giving businesses the edge is my next guest, Sarah Willingham, the latest dragon in Dragon's Den and entrepreneur. Sarah, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pamela. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Sarah. What about yourself?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no, I'm delighted because I love shop names, business names that you play on puns, and I believe one that's here in Northern Ireland is one of the most popular, The Codfather.
The Codfather, it's number one. That was the most popular that came out in this great research from Nectar Business. Fantastic. And you're obviously one of those people that's come up in the research. Nearly half of us strike up a conversation because we really like a good, quirky, eye-catching business name.
Well, funnily enough, I was discussing this the other day as I was driving through a small town. Well, it's a big town in Northern Ireland called Ballinahinch. And there used to be a butcher's there called, and it was their family name, and it was D. Boner, which that's a
brilliant,
great name for a butcher's.
That's an absolutely brilliant name for a butcher. Was that actually their name?
It was, yep.
They made that up.
Well, it was D, I think it might have been David or Daniel, but it was D, full stop, and then Boner was the...
So cool. That's almost made up cool.
Isn't it? But
yeah.
And I also saw a van driving down through Dublin, and it was a flooring company, and his name was Lino Ritchie.
You see, that's really interesting. So I wonder, now that's something that hasn't come up in the research. I wonder if you've got a brilliant name, whether or not, how many people have ever sat there with a brilliant name and thought, what business should I have with my name?
Which comes first?
Which comes first, exactly. The name or the business?
Yes. Well, with my surname, Ballantyne, I wish I was still involved with a whiskey company, but I'm not. Anyway. But there's more to this, Sarah, than just a bit of fun and isn't it great and eye-catching. It makes a difference to us.
It makes a real difference. And the whole point of this research is to launch today and encourage people to enter the Nectar Small Business Awards, which I'll be judging on this year, along with some fantastic experts. And it's to really celebrate small businesses. And, you know, the research has come out talking about one of the aspects that makes a small business, that's important for a small business, one of the things that you need to think about, that you need to spend time on. But it really is about looking at the enormous diversity and the brilliance that we have across the whole of the United Kingdom and Ireland, looking at the great small businesses that we have out there. And this is an opportunity to put them on a platform to showcase them and to inspire others.
And when you get something that is eye-catching, I mean, okay, there, you know, there may be like loads and loads and loads of garden centres out there. And I love this one, Back to the Fuchsia.
Back to the Fuchsia. That... See, my favourite of all of them, or I should say The Codfather, as it's yours, but is Arnie Sarnie's You'll Be Back.
Yes, I like that. I love that. But also, the one that comes in number six, the fish and chip shop in Wales. A fish called Rhonda.
Fish called Rhonda. Brilliant. My dad's name, Rhonda.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he should have had, isn't it? And chip shop called Rhonda.
And
fish called Rhonda.
Florist Gump. That's genius. Florist Gump. I do love that.
But I know. It shows. And I think one of the things when small business, when you start, you know, to all budding entrepreneurs, and when you start a small business, and sort of one of the things that we see coming into the Den, and also at over the last 7 years, with these awards, is that we see some really fantastic businesses coming through, but they've not always got the right name. Or we see fantastic businesses, or we see businesses coming through with a great name and not such an amazing business behind it. So, you know, there are so many different aspects to putting a business together. And what this is focusing, what this is looking at is, you know, don't forget, you might be amazing, you might have a great business model, but when one in five people in the UK are avoiding a company simply because they don't like the name, it is important to spend the time and make sure that you've got a lot of good advice around you to make sure that you get the name right.
And you need to think carefully also about your business, I would imagine. You know, for solicitors, yes, you want a catchy name, but you don't want it to be too frivolous. You need to be taken seriously.
Exactly. Yeah, it's interesting because so many people say, well, I wouldn't want to go to a hairdresser's with too much of a silly name. You know, I want to know that I'm going to come out with a really, really good haircut. Whereas I personally think that a cool name like Scissor Sisters or something like that is brilliant for a hairdresser's.
Yeah, curl up and dye. It's one
there you
one
go.
Hair. Yep.
But you see, I think it does very much depend on the type of business that you have. If you are a very, very serious business, so one of the things that came out in the research was that one in four people, 25% of people, are very drawn to heritage businesses. So it's sort of father and son or established in. You know, when you go back to, we've been around for a long, long time, you can trust us.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are inclined to trust those types of businesses more. So you have to decide what type of name. Do you want to be what you say on the tin? You know, previous winner of these awards is not on the high street. Well, they clearly not on the high street.
Yeah.
You know, they are things that are not on the high street. When I had Bombay Bicycle Club, one of the things that's very important to me was I was competing. I was trying to grow the first chain of Indian restaurants, and I was competing with lots of independent, 10,000 independent Indian restaurants around me. So I went all for the heritage. And I said, you know, we've been around for 25 years. Mm. And you can trust us. We are good. And we're still here and we're expanding. So it does depend on what type of business you have, but it shows the importance of thinking about it.
And is the length of a name important, especially with social media? You know, for example, on Twitter, when you're only allowed 141 characters, you don't want to have most of those 141 characters taken up with a name.
No, absolutely not. Again, that does depend what you're doing. So it's the same online. You don't want the world's most enormous website address. You don't want the biggest social media hashtag or handle. So yes, think about all these things, the way that we communicate now, quirky, as short as you can. Maybe you want to say what you do on the tin. Maybe you want to be fun, but it's very, very important to think about your name.
Well, Sarah, the listeners to You 105 are brilliant. I have got a plethora have come flooding in of shop names and
so
businesses.
Please. I bet it's some great ones.
Well, pin your ears back and have a listen to these ones. A furniture shop in Newtownards is called Pinewood Studios.
Heard that before.
Yep. This one I've also heard before, and actually I hosted a pet fashion show with this name called Doggy Style. Thank you very much indeed to Andrew for that one. Davey has said an alarm company called Sherlock Holmes.
Brilliant.
Isn't it? I like
Brilliant.
That.
Brilliant. I like that's my favourite out of the ones you've said. But you own the Codfather. I mean,
yes.
What's more to say?
Well, we've got. There's more.
The Greater Belfast. That's amazing.
Lynn is saying that we have a local roofing contractor in Whitehead called Brian Slater, and that is his real name.
That is his name.
Yes.
You see, that comes back to the fact that what starts first, the name or the business? Did he have to go into tiling because of his name?
Oh, you would love to think so, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you?
There's a fantastic. I've seen this one, and I first time I saw this slogan I thought, this is genius. It's a courier company in Northern Ireland called Captain Courier, and their slogan is To Finicky and Beyond. Finicky being on the outskirts of Belfast.
Well, I hope some of these great businesses that you've got up there are going to apply to enter for these awards. These are fantastic awards, and the closing date is the 24th of July. It's free to enter. It's a no-brainer. There's no reason why they shouldn't enter. Lots of different types of awards. So please encourage your listeners to enter.
Absolutely.
And let's win some great awards for Greater Belfast.
How do they go? It's an online voting?
Yeah, go. Well, there are a panel of judges.
Mm-hmm.
So go on, fill in all of the forms. It's very simple. Have a look at nectar.com/small business. All of the information's there. As I said, free to enter, some great cash prizes, Nectar Point prizes, and you get a round table prize with me and some other brilliant experts where we'll help you go through your business.